Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 15th of October. French President Macron has announced a curfew for 9 French cities, presumably working on the assumption that the pandemic operates like a vampire and comes out at night. French President Macron is an unlikely casting for the role of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but obviously this shows a significant increase in concern about the pandemic from the French government. However, research from the World Bank has indicated that the severity of lockdown restrictions in the first half of this year was not the main driver of economic damage. Instead, what might broadly be taken as fear of the virus, the number of cases compared to the extent of testing, drove the changes in GDP. This does not mean that there is no economic consequence from the French decision. There is, of course, a negative economic consequence. It does mean that we need to be careful in interpreting how negative the consequences are for the wider economy, away from the obvious sufferers like bars and restaurants. The French have joined forces with the Dutch to call for the European Union to consider breaking up some of the world's larger technology companies. This is unlikely to please the US authorities terribly much, and it is a reminder that trade tensions do extend beyond China and manufactured products. In fact, this is also a reminder that the European Union has considerable power in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. In any industrial revolution, it is not the technology that matters. It is what you do with the technology that matters. The European Union doesn't have a lot of influence over the design of technology, nor over technology manufacture. However, given the size and wealth of the EU consumer market, it does have considerable power over the implementation of technology, and this power is now being displayed. The European Union could potentially set global standards here in the absence of a multilateral approach. The International Monetary Fund has joined with the world's major central banks in pointing out the obvious. The current situation requires fiscal policy, not central bank policy, to solve it. Markets have spent 40 years assuming central banks can solve all of the world's economic problems because most of the world's economic problems for the last 40 years have been exactly the sort of problems that central bank policy is designed to solve. This is not a problem central bank policy is designed to solve. It requires the hammer of fiscal policy to sort out the loss of income. Calling for the feather duster of a central bank response achieves nothing, however much markets may believe that they really want to be tickled. The data calendar is not terribly exciting. There are US initial jobless claims, which are worth monitoring as we transition from the rehiring of companies with a future to the structural firing of companies with no future. Import prices in the States are not going to arouse much passion, though they do not show the effects of trade taxes, of course. Chinese inflation data was also not particularly interesting. On the topic of things that are not interesting, the interminably tedious EU-UK divorce will continue beyond today's fake deadline, to the surprise of absolutely no one. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.